This is Janet Roper with Talk to the Animals Radio, and you are listening to Talk on the Town. In recent discussions, we've been talking about how the animals act as teachers and guides in our life. And I'd like to share with you an example that happened to me last night. This was about 7:30 p.m., and I looked out my window, and I had approximately 60 crows in my yard. Now, I've worked with crow energy before. As a matter of fact, the crows have used the many trees in my yard as a graveyard. I found many dead crows in the yard in the past. And in working with crow energy, I know it means that I can be on the verge of manifesting something. It also means for me to be watchful over the next few days to see what's going to be coming up and that I can expect a change pretty soon. And so I'm used to that energy. I like working with crow energy. However, I've never worked with 60 crows at the same time. This is new and this is big for me. So what I am going to be doing is I am going to be setting aside some time in meditation. And I am going to be asking the crows, what is the significance of the number? Why were there so many crows in my yard? I know that they could be there because there are owls in the yard and they band together because they're afraid of owls. I know they could be there because they were feeding, which they actually were. I want to take that a step or seven steps farther and see what the significance is specifically for me. This is Janet Roper of Talk to the Animals Radio, reminding you that you too can talk to the animals.